The news update for today is...
Recording live with the freshest new monsters on the scene, this is The Creature Report. Welcome to The Creature Report, reporting live on the freshest new creatures built right here for your viewing pleasure. I'm your anchor, Val Patron, and co-anchoring with me tonight is an old friend. No, not like that. I mean, an old friend. A friend who died in the 1930s and has been living in our van for the show ever since. Please welcome to the show the ghost of Addison Peacock. No relation. Addison, how you doing tonight?
Well, delighted to be here, Val.
You know, I usually ask people what they do, but you really just are haunting the van for the most part. Is that correct?
Oh, why, yes. You turn up the dials on the radio and I speak my little words through the speakers. Yes.
Yes. I do love that about you. I think it's
very... Oh, thank
very...
you.
Yes, of course. So just before we start really doing our stakeout, tonight we're in the van staking out a haunted house across the street, or a supposed haunted house. Isn't that right?
Well, I'm always in the van, Val, yeah. My dear.
Yes, yes. So we're in the van. And before we get started, Addison, do you want to tell us anything about your life previously?
Well, I lived a normal life for a young lady in the 1930s, speaking with a mid-Atlantic accent that no one speaks with anymore. Seeing what news came out in the daily papers, going to the cinema to take in a film. And of course, you know, they introduced the Twinkie in 1933, and, well, I ate a few of those a little too fast, and, well, here we are.
So,
choked to death on a Twinkie.
In this very van, or you just happened to be, happened upon this van?
Oh, it's the darndest thing. As I was choking to death on my Twinkie and crossing the street, I was struck by this very automobile.
Okay, and then you've been in this van ever since.
Well, yes, nowhere else to go, darling.
Of course. And just to be clear, you were not related to the former host of The Cryptid Keeper, No Sleep voice actress for many podcasts, Addison Peacock. Is that correct?
I've never heard of the girl, no.
Oh, yeah, she's this really great voice actress. I really, she's someone that I used to be friends with for a while, and then...
An actress, oh.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be on the silver screen.
Oh, well, you two would get along. I'll have to introduce you sometime. She's really busy right now, but I'll let you know when she's free, and then maybe...
Yes.
Yeah, maybe you guys would get along. Maybe you guys could hang out. And have you ever smoked weed, Addison?
No, honestly, it hadn't made its way over to my little town just yet. But this was back in the days when Coca-Cola had cocaine in it. So
that's true. Maybe you could share a little bit of your Coca-Cola with Addison Peacock, and Addison Peacock can share a little bit of her weed with you. Well, it's been...
I'm afraid I can't indulge in marijuana. I don't have any lungs with which to inhale, you see.
That's absolutely fair. You are a car radio. Well,
yes.
While we're staking out, you know, is there anything else that you want to tell the listeners at home?
Oh, just to look both ways when you cross the street.
That's fair. Oh, Addison.
I'm such a card.
You really are. Well, you're such a car is the thing.
Oh, how droll.
Yes, we're staked out. Is that the plural? Or not plural. Oh, gosh, you know what
I don't know. I never went to university.
That's fair. They didn't really have that opportunity for women as much back then, right?
Maybe to get your MRS degree.
We're outside of this home, this quote unquote haunted house. This is actually owned by, I believe their name is Gregor Smith. They wanted us to stake out tonight because some strange activity has been happening around the house. They've been noticing some sort of quote unquote haunted creature, but the more they described it, the more it sounded like a new creature, not like ghosts or not like anything I've really heard of, not Freddy Krueger. certainly not. That's
I'm not familiar with that one.
Freddy Krueger. Well, you know what? I'll bring a movie. I'll bring that movie in sometime, and we can watch that together, maybe.
a film.
Yes, yes. I don't know if you like horror films or scary movies, Addison. Do you?
I can't say I've ever seen one.
Oh, well then, I will have to show you one. That'll be exciting.
Oh, but, wonderful.
Oh, do you see this?
Yes.
Right outside the front yard.
I do.
Oh, fascinating.
Curious indeed. What is that?
I don't know, but I'm noticing a significant lack of eyes. Do you see this?
I do, yes. Doesn't appear to have any kind of eyes in its head, no.
Just an empty eyeless. And what's fascinating about it, too, is that there's sockets, but there's no eyes. Is that, maybe I'm seeing that wrong?
No, yes, of course, there's sockets, but no eyes within them. How very peculiar.
It's quite terrifying.
Now, do you see, Val? Do you see clutched in its whatever those are next to its face? Do you see what it's holding?
Oh, they're kind of like these claws, but on its face. Yeah, it's that. You know, do you know what candy corn is?
One second.
Take your time. You know, but like it's very odd that I think that's candy corn.
Candy corn was, of course, invented in the 1880s, so of course I've seen it, yes.
Oh, okay. That's great. I'm glad you know what you're about.
That certainly does appear to be candy corn.
Yeah, and it's just clutching it and shoveling it into its mouth, or its maw. I'm not really sure what this...
Could you call it a mouth?
I'm not sure I could. Wow, that is, yeah, that is, oh, gnarly. It is just...
Now, not to put on my detective hat a little bit here, but do you see what I see? Is that, it looks like there's a tan from where it would have been wearing a wedding ring, but it's not wearing it anymore.
Oh, wow, your peepers are really peeled on that. Yeah, I didn't notice that.
I can see quite well in the dark because I'm dead.
Of course, yes. Sorry. But yeah, it looks like maybe, you know, it looks pretty recent too. Like maybe it's been divorced like recently. Do you think they have that sort of custom in their culture? Like marriage and divorce? I mean, I don't know enough.
Poor dear, I imagine it's turned to the candy corn for comfort then, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, poor. Ugh. I mean, I don't know it's, you know, I don't know its whole situation with gender. I guess we could.
Well, no. Who does?
I mean, I guess we could look at the genitals, but we both know that genitals don't define gender.
No, of course not. And it would be awfully indecent to look without it first asking.
Yeah, we're probably, that's a little perverted, I suppose.
I would say so.
Yeah. I know with animals, it's a little bit more because they don't have any concepts of gender, but like at the same time, you know, if this creature is complicated and complex enough to be engaged and married and divorced, then it's probably complex enough to understand gender and gender identity. So
yes, of course,
I will leave that to the experts later on. I am the expert after all, but you know, I also noticed, like, the body type and form of this creature. It's not really, I mean, it's really more just like a pile of just like tentacles, it feels like.
Yes, they are writhing a bit, aren't they?
It's kind of, I mean, disturbing, but also fascinating.
It is fascinating. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, it's very... it's like, and they're all kind of different colors. You see this? They're like purples and silver and reds, and it's very intriguing. I mean, what are your
so many colors?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you know, with your ghost eyes, you can see much better. But it's fascinating how they all writhe together too. You know,
And if you shush for just a moment, I think you'll hear a terrible squishing sound.
Yes. Oh, that is... Ugh.
Those tentacles are ooey and gooey, aren't they?
They are quite disgusting. I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful.
Mm-mm.
Do I feel like this creature is disgusting? No, I just think that it is a lot of tentacles. And for someone who does have some sort of palm and eye sockets, but no eyes, you know, it is just fascinating to watch this creature go across. And it's now just sitting on the lawn eating the candy corn. Oh, I hope it's okay.
Hmm.
Maybe I should get out of the van and check it out.
If you think it's safe.
I mean,
remember, I don't have any hands. I can't help you.
That's true. Maybe I'll just roll down the window and, I mean, I don't want to, you know, break the code of like an anthropologist or monsterologist, really. But at the
right, of course.
At the same time, I, you know, if it's just recently divorced, I don't want to, you know, like leave it there alone. Like they deserve to have someone to talk to.
Perhaps it could use a friend.
Addison, have you ever been divorced?
Oh, no. I was an old maid when I was struck down in my time. Or you might call them lesbians.
Oh, I see. Yes. I didn't know that. I was just about to say. I was like, I thought you were a young woman when you died, but I understand what you mean is you're a lesbian.
Yes.
Excellent. Good. Hey, you know what? Props to you. That stuff is way more comfortable nowadays. You know, you can get gay married for now.
Oh, but can I if I've already died and I live inside of a car?
I mean, love is love, Addison.
I suppose that's true.
Why not?
Why not?
You know. But let me just roll down the window. Oh, gosh. Do you smell that?
Oh, I do.
What is...
I can't place it. Is that just because I don't have a nose anymore, or is it...
No, Addison. This is... Yeah, I'm not really... It's kind of like this sweet, but it's not anything that I'm familiar with. It's like...
I would wager to call it an unknown scent.
Yeah, certainly some sort of, like... It's definitely sweeter, but also it seems like it's changing. And it's very, I just don't know how to place it. I just don't know where I would place it at all.
Perhaps it's a bit unknowable.
Well, yeah, I would say I wouldn't really quite know it.
Perhaps.
It's just very, you know, interesting. Well, maybe if I call out to it, it'll reply. What do you think? Should I say? Like, what should I say? Like, I don't want to say it this way.
Oh, perhaps you could bond over a shared love of a television program.
Okay, such as, okay.
What is the one, you've told me about with the darling group of friends and the little dog?
And that could be a few. That could be, you know what? Are you talking about Scooby-Doo, Addison?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't keep up with the names.
I know. I'll call out to it. I'll just ask it what its favorite Scooby-Doo character is. Hold on. Hello? We're not here to hurt you. Hello? Hey. No, it's okay. It's okay. Hi. Who's your favorite Scooby-Doo character, bud? Oh. Interesting. I am getting some sort of telepathic message, as it is just squishing around and not speaking, but I'm getting this message that it doesn't own a TV. And now it's just saying something kind of nonsense words. I'm really not sure, but it says that it doesn't own a TV, doesn't know what Scooby-Doo is, but at the same time, it is not any known language that I know, but I can understand it. It's very fascinating. Do you?
Well, are that's you, curious.
Addison, would you like to try to reach out to it and connect with it?
Yes, could you turn my volume up, please?
Yeah, of course. Okay, you should be good.
Yeah, hello? I'm a ghost speaking to you from inside a car. Can you hear me? If you're not interested in television, I'm very much the same. Have you ever enjoyed any good radio programs?
Did it say something to you?
It said Zoink.
Zoink? Is that
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Me either. I mean, honestly, earlier when I was hearing some nonsense words, I heard pew. Like pew. Not like a pew like sitting in a church, but like pew as in like pew pew. Like a fake
pew pew.
Like a fake gun noise you would see in like a comic book or something.
Well, that's very strange.
It's quite taboo, yes. Okay, so
Zoink.
Zoink, which is also a word from Scooby-Doo, but I'm not gonna tell them, you know, they don't have a TV show, whatever.
Oh, you never know how it would react. Best keep that to yourself.
Of course.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just, this creature is just, you know, it seems so sad. I mean, just, I do feel bad for it. I do wish there was something we could do. And, wait a minute. Do you see that? It's
where?
It's sliding over to that sign on the lawn. I can't really read what the sign says from here. It's dark.
Let me take a look.
Yeah. I think it's a political sign?
It is. It says, make America.
Oh, it's destroying that sign.
Oh my.
Oh my. I mean, I guess who wouldn't, but
can't say I blame the dear thing.
Do you know? Well, we don't have to get into that right now.
I am a radio. Of course I know the news.
Of course, yes. Honestly though, I think it's doing its civic duty then.
I think so.
You know, I didn't know Gregor Smith was, well, like that. Not.
I know it doesn't have a mouth, but do you get the feeling it's smiling?
Yeah, and I'm smiling back at it, and I hope it can see that.
I would be too if I still had a corporeal mouth.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure there's a way that we can get you out of this van at some point, if we can talk to some of our producers, but if you're comfortable here, I won't force the conversation.
Maybe someday, but for now I'm quite all right where I am. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Of course. And, you know, this creature that I feel like we've really discovered this together. And thank you for that. I appreciate everything that you've done to coming out and letting us come out tonight and talking it over and, you know, really just having a fun time learning about this thing. So Addison, if you want to do the honors of giving this new creature a name, I think I would be honored. That would be great.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Let's see. When I was a girl, I once had a very dear friend called Charles. Mm-hmm. It would be nice to give him a legacy, wouldn't it?
It would be nice. How did you know Charles?
Oh, he was a neighborhood child. He rode by on his bicycle. Mm-hmm. Okay. We were good friends.
Okay, yeah. Then, Charles, we wish you well. And do you have anything you want to say to Charles?
Keep up the good work.
I think you're going to be just fine, Charles. I'm sorry about your divorce.
You'll learn to love again.
You really will, Charles. Maybe we should come back and give it some more candy corn. What do you say?
I think that's a great idea.
Well, then after this, we can just turn off the recordings and drive over to the closest store and pick up some candy corn for Charles. But before that, so Addison, let's wrap up here. If you want to be found, where would you like to be found?
Well, my ghost lives inside this car and I don't really go anywhere else. But if you wanted to support, say, my namesake or a girl who shares my name, so I'm told.
Oh, yes. The Addison Peacock, the voice actress and podcaster, right?
Yes. I believe that's what you told me. I do think she, if I had to guess, if I had to wager a guess, I'd say she's on twitter.com and would be found under @Addison_Peacock.
You know, that's wild. And it's crazy because I think that Addison just came out with this new podcast. I want to say it's called Playing Games with My Heart. Does that sound right?
You know, that does sound familiar.
Yeah. She's just coming out with this podcast, and I'm really excited because I love all of Addison's work. And, of course, I love your work as well, Addison, of the car.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, it's been a real treat to have you on. But, you know, I would love for everyone – I think you would as well would love for everyone to go follow her and maybe listen to that new podcast of hers. What do you think?
I really would.
Yeah. I think that'd be great. Well,
that would be just grand.
Yeah, and maybe we'll bring you some penny candies as well. I'll have some of the gang fill you up with gas and send over some penny candy. What do you say?
Oh, that sounds just wonderful.
Great. Well, this has been the Creature Report. I hope everyone has a wonderful evening, and hope you all can creep it real.
The Creature Report is brought to you by the following sponsors. Editorial done by Mae Murphy. Show artwork done by A. Havison. Theme song is Breaking News Music / News Intro Music. Free copyright by Music for Video Library on YouTube. Introduction by Karen on track 13 of Party Fun with Reporters, Volume 1. Thanks for tuning in.